Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Summer is almost here, and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to the new Wind Down.
We're so professional.
So we're going to have a sign here. There's going to be a sign. There's no, if there's listening right now, there's no sign behind, but we're going to put the sign up. And Easton, come on, show your face. He's in the corner over here.
Come on.
Nobody puts Easton in the corner.
But
with his Jana shirt on.
I know he comes walking up the driveway. Like, and someone's like,
I love it.
He looks like a little kid coming home from school. He's got his little backpack on and like walking up the driveway.
Easton.
But yeah, ladies, how does it feel?
It's so great. I love
feel like
this room.
A professional.
It's
I feel underqualified, but I'm just going with it.
But it's so cozy and great at the same time. I love it. And
I'm here for the light. Can I say that as a 42-year-old tired mom? I just love the natural light a lot. The view is beautiful.
Well, we had in the last setup, the ring light would keep, like, I had to tape.
Oh my gosh.
I had to tape down
it would
the
turn
one
off
thing.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time. And so this is nice to be able to have.
Is our lighting good?
We don't need. I'm going to put some blinds up there because it might be a little harsh at times for my little alabaster.
I am like, captain of the alabaster team.
But yeah, and then just like the view, like we can like
take in the view.
It's stunning.
Thank you.
I love it. The colors are great.
What you got over there, KB?
Well, I'm not a champagne fan, so I'm using your pregnancy as an excuse.
What?
But this is just sparkling grape juice. It's organic, so it makes us feel good. But I think organic. We should like have a little cheers to the new space.
Is it going
to
like blow up everywhere?
I don't know.
Oh okay. My gosh, that would be hilarious.
Oh, reminds me of a time that I spilled red wine on
kidding.
Your cowhide rug.
Only
while I was dancing on your bar. You don't know about it because Kat is my little ace in the hole over there. Do you
wait,
remember?
What happened?
She grabbed the phone.
When I danced on the bar and I spilled
do
the red wine.
That, but and I'm pretty sure there was a lot of people that saw that. Not
was that
just
the
me.
Good fight
Yeah,
party?
But you cleaned it right up for me.
Was it me?
Was it me?
I credit to you in
okay,
my brain.
Great. I'll take
so
the
you
credit.
Keep
Maybe it.
It
was. I'll take it.
You handled it.
Sure,
it
wasn't Michelle.
It.
No, I definitely
was
not Michelle. Michelle's the reason I spilled it for sure.
We were all having fun that night.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. So
I have a question.
Answer.
We haven't canceled everything, have we?
Have we canceled everything? Oh, like,
ooh, like, I showers, like a Jana on the
weddings.
Spot. Welcome to Jana on
Birthdays.
The spot. See, in real life, when we talk on the couches, she can tell us that she doesn't want to answer. But when we I have iHeart in the world, mm-hmm. Well done.
Thank you.
I know what I want to do for my 40th.
Oh, yeah,
you always have. What?
No, she just came up with
well,
that.
Well. It had to change. My sweet little baby. But... Did you hear what I want to do now on my 40th?
No, I'm nervous.
Okay. Well, now that we're not doing a private island with fireworks and like, and you know, dancing and just blowing it all.
The old budget cutback. we got a house and a baby instead. It
she
seems
means
actually
all the
more
money.
Reasonable.
Yes, yeah. Because okay. I was just like, yeah, it's a Catherine
just so we're clear.
PR team over here.
Blowing all the money.
No, because okay. I'll just never forget my 30th birthday. You walked in. I was like, covers over my face. Like, I was like, I'm single. I'm alone. I'm like, I'm just whatever. I think Eastwood and I had just split up or whatever.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Oh, that was a bad era for you too.
It was
your own personal bad era.
San Diego.
San Diego. But why did I lose my train of thought? Oh yeah.
Because so, you have a 40th. Baby in your belly.
Right, 40 mm-hmm. like because like the irony, I'm like, okay, I get it all, right? And so I want to do a murder mystery party where we're all like our own characters in the murder mystery. Like you can have someone, Kristen hates it. Are you uninvited?
No, I just want to put dibs on my character because I feel like I
character.
I'm from Michigan and sometimes it sneaks out when I say snacks and khakis.
I've just never heard like I do it, but like I've never heard because I'm always like, Julie, grab a snack. And every morning I was like, grab your snack. And I'm like, I know,
just don't want to get, I don't want to get stuck.
So you want a character bleeding.
Character. Yeah. I just need like a, can we have like a character draft or something? So no. I'm not stuck. Cause I feel like you guys know I'm not going to make a stink. I'll just always go with whatever like character.
I mean,
me
are you a good actor?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, so I'm terrible.
Then,
so
then it doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean?
And like, this is right before actor. You assigned me Colonel Mustard. I've seen this before, Kramer.
Well, I've never been to a murder mystery.
I haven't either. Is it going to be too scary?
No. Oh, come on.
Are you kidding me right
Kristen,
now?
Stop.
Well, I don't like haunted houses.
It's not a haunted and
neither
house.
Do I. Well, somebody has to die. Who's the murder?
Well, it's
we
not,
can't
we're not
know
gonna
that
physically
right now.
Murder somebody.
Well, there, I actually would like to.
This is
I would
way
like
too many
to
questions.
Nominate someone
to die.
Excuses. What? Anyway, so I think is it like a? But isn't there like a?
Well, someone will know that they're the murderer, but like it's like in Clue, like you know that you're the person, right?
Someone will come here and run it for us. Like yeah.
We'll like a little like chalk run. Outline or something.
We're not
it's
like just, I haven't really done the like,
I've
research.
Started
I just
doing some research.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I have.
So do they?
I listen and I care.
Thanks. You do.
And Chris's like, I don't want to do it.
No,
I'm like, I just want to bring snacks.
I was like, best idea ever. Let's go.
I do like it. I just, mm-hmm. I just am. I because I like to solve things. So that feels good to me.
I'm so
I think
excited
I'm gonna win.
Just to like see
so
all the different personalities, like and like the husbands too. Like how like I mean, Alan like his like he kind of always wanted to be an actor too. Like in his like non-professional playing soccer world.
I hope I'm the murderer.
We just have to be careful for the non. We just have to see how it works with those that can't act.
But like. I feel like we all can. I feel like we all do in a way in life. Ooh, that's
ooh,
good, bro.
That's deep.
But right?
In
I
stereo.
Think we all can act.
I'm going to do it.
I can't.
I am going to bring home this Emmy for you, Kramer. You're going to be so proud of me.
I'm so excited about
I
that
am
part.
Excited.
Okay, so we know what you want for your 40th.
Yep, so that's boom.
Great.
Not
I'm
canceled.
So
I'm
glad.
So excited. Like,
so good.
I don't
how
know.
How can we make
but
you
we're not
excited
canceling
about your
everything
wedding?
Else, right?
Murder mystery wedding?
I don't, I just don't, we're still trying to figure it out. It's just so expensive. It's a really bad time to have like well, everything happen and like plan. But like this, okay, this is actually really funny and I need to have Alan on the podcast to talk about this. So I'll save it. But to me, it's one of those things where I'm like, we're having a baby. Like, do we really, I want to marry him and I want to have the wedding, like I said. And also everything feels a little backwards too. So then it's, I'm trying to like, I know I want the vision that I want. I would love to have a wedding. Like where like I said last podcast where I was like, he's the only one I actually would love the wedding with. Right. So I want that. I'm just trying to, it'd be costly for the guests and I'm thinking of the guests and just trying to figure that out, trying to go down, okay, well, how can we make it look this way? And it's just a lot. And I think we've tabled it since we've moved in here. We're going to put it back on the table again. We're held at two spots.
Oh, good.
Date-wise, same dates, but it's just also those things too. I don't want to inconvenience and do all that. So we're not canceling, but there's also a piece of me. I'm like, what do I really want? What does he really want? What do we... Because I'm like, I want to call him. I cannot wait to call him my husband. Mm-hmm. And I want to call him my husband like now.
Well, let's just head to the courthouse for lunch.
I was about to say, we're going to the courthouse.
Because I want that one moment that like was like that I felt wasn't, the first one was whatever. I didn't even have a wedding. The second, you know, the second one was like, well, wasn't really in it. The third was like, it meant something to me, you know, but this is so different.
So I would say this from a guest perspective, I feel like you and I are wired very similar. So I would worry about the same thing, but I would tell you like, for me, it is such a fun excuse to like actually do the things or go to the places.
Right. Like I'm like trying to do like castle tours and like,
I didn't know how much we've shared. I can't remember what is on or off.
But I mean, it's definitely going to be in Scotland.
So Scotland to me is like bucket list. And it would probably be years from now before I would do it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be just as happy if it's your backyard or your living room, but right. I get it. I'm just speaking like at a guest perspective. Sure, it's expensive, but we're getting a heads up. And also,
and I'm trying to like plan really cool things. We just can't cover.
Well, it's something that like we probably would never do.
Right.
It's not something that would make it on our, you know, we just probably would never get to that. So it's something that we would not normally get to do.
Yeah.
We already know, we're already planning it. We're planning on spending money for that. We can plan with our family that, hey, we may not take other trips next year or whatever that is, but like that's our priority. So
Jana's getting married again.
I wasn't at the other weddings. This is my first Jana Kramer wedding.
I'd love a do-over too, so it's fine.
Right?
Yeah. You just don't worry about us. At the end of the day, please. If we can't do it, we wouldn't go.
We'll have a Zoom meeting.
But we're going. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, if we actually could not, like it is not feasibly possible. Sure. We don't have this money in our account. We can't go. Mm-hmm. That would be a conversation that, you know, I would love to be there, but I can't. But
yeah,
we're planning. We're, you know, we're fine. We all can go.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. I think we just need to, you know, and you know, everything just, we just need.
I would say slow and steady has been my latest slogan. I think you just go one baby step, no pun intended, at a time.
Yeah.
Just nice and calm. We've got some boxes to unpack. The good news is all of our unpacking seems to be physical for once in Jana Kramer land. And what that feels good. Not emotional unpacking.
Oh.
It feels good.
Thanks.
You've emotionally unpacked, honey. Now we just got to move you in with regular cardboard boxes.
Now it's just a whole different Jana move. I gotta say,
it's been great too. Like it was such a different experience with Alan.
Yeah.
It felt really like a partner.
That's right.
Like a partner.
That's right.
It's been really nice.
And homes, by the way, like I know we all feel like it has to be done, but it's okay to just like live in it in a box at a time. Like we got time. It's your house forever.
Yeah, for sure. I just like things done. Mm-hmm.
She likes it done. Like, but
I also was like, is there campaigns that are due too? I just thought about that after.
Well, yeah. So, you know, there's things, but it's all good. It's just the ticking baby.
Yeah. First things
first. I just want to get everything ready for babes.
Yeah.
But I'm excited.
Baby only needs you and dada.
And this was the first room that was like the most put together, because that's why Easton's out here, because I had a vision and I just want this to feel safe and comfortable for us girls and people that come on. So
I love it. It's perfect.
It's stunning.
And hopefully we'll be able to fill that seat with some guests in the near future.
Yeah. Yeah. Like real people. I feel like a real adult in here.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job,
not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. All right, so let's shift a little. Okay. 90210, did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Were you 90210?
I had the bed sheets.
The bed.
Of course you did.
Dylan forever.
Who was your favorite?
Dylan. I went between Brandon Walsh and Dylan, but I stayed mostly with Dylan. Doesn't it kind of like
the bad boy?
Yes.
It's just very obvious early on I had a type.
Yeah.
And why didn't I just acknowledge that? Because my first husband was a Brandon. I'm in my Dylan era.
I mean, 90210 is iconic.
Forever.
Yeah. And then, so they have a podcast. So Brian is, I don't think they've ever got married, right?
They're just engaged? I don't think so, yeah. Oh, I don't even know if they're engaged. Are they engaged?
I think they're just dating. Let's ask them.
Yeah. Well, they're in the waiting room, so we have a lot of questions. But before they come on, though, was there anything off limits? Because I was asking Catherine a question, and I was like, can I ask them this? But she's like, it wasn't on the...
I don't know.
Ask less. So I feel like, is it just?
I feel like we always ask what we're not supposed to ask.
Well, then let's get him on.
Well, in that case,
welcome to Wind Down.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
I have the exact same. Is that the thread? But there's a thread between us. The one in the back.
Yeah. That this time.
I have that exact same one. In my bathroom.
This one right here.
It's one of my favorite.
An invisible thread connects.
Yeah.
Those are destined to meet.
Yeah.
That's from Tracy, my manager. She sent that over.
Did she send that for you too?
No.
Is this Tracy's gift of choice?
She sent that when Megan and I got married. I think with family and sort of where we are, I think it's bigger than just one single relationship. You know,
it feels
true
for us.
I think that thread is interesting. I don't look at anything as sort of like failing or succeeding. I look at like things happening at the point when they're supposed to and for a specific reason. So this thing makes absolute sense in the concept to me, in my mind, of that thread that connects us always connects us in one way or another.
So in theory, I absolutely agree with you. But like, if I'm like Sharna, though, I'd be like, well, you had that with your, I think if my fiance brought in like to our new house, like a frame that like I don't know. I'd be like,
it's going in the burn pile. Is what she was going
to
say.
No, is what she's saying it. Ringing true to you at all?
Hey, Sharna, blink twice. If that feels true to you, blink twice.
Yeah, blink twice. If right. You need help making yeah. this happen.
We'll help you.
Right. No, I don't.
It will go right missing, eye. Sharna. No You'll one will ask a question.
I don't actually feel that way. I haven't felt that way about a lot of things. There are some things, like for sure, we wanted to refresh furniture over time.
Sure.
You know, we ended up buying our own home together, like to start that life. But, and I think those things happen slowly over time. I certainly didn't feel like everything must go, you know what I mean? It's like, no, we'll do it as we do it, as we build our life. But I love that frame and I love what it says. And it came from Tracy, who I also love deeply. She's family to us. And I agree with Bri. I think that thread still connects them, but I think there are also many threads that connect all of us in the people that come in and out of your life. And so it rings true and it's still very important. And she's very much a part of our life. The thread will always be connected because of the kids. Mm-hmm. And so we are all family. So there's no bad feelings there to be like, that cannot be in this house.
Sure. You know? That makes sense. It totally makes sense. Although
Megan is in our home. She'll come like when she's dropping off or picking up sometimes with the kids and she'll come in
hang for a little bit.
Yeah. And she'll be holding Zane. And it's like, we are one big family, you know. Family defines itself obviously in different ways. But with her, it's, you know, we do share so much and she now shares so much with Sharna and they have an amazing, an amazing connection and friendship and mutual respect for each other and love for each other, because of that.
And that's so, yeah, that's so important. I mean, it's kind of, for example, my ex-husband was here the other day dropping off the kids cause he knew that me and my fiance were moving into our new house and he's like, you know, I'll just come drop the kids off. And he came in and he had a beer with Alan. And it was just like, I remember sitting there going, this is really cool. Like this
really
is
nice.
This is how it, I never would have dreamt it this way, but I like, this is cool, you know? And having said that though, he did want me to get rid of the mattress.
Did he?
Wait, Alan did?
Alan did.
Of course he did.
It was so comfortable.
Yeah. And ask Mike.
So you bought the exact same one.
I actually just thought.
You would have never known.
You
could have just told him you did.
You went online and you were like, you typed in the serial number for it and they sent an exact duplicate of it.
Yeah, that's fine. I actually felt that way about the couch when I moved into my husband's bachelor pad. I thought.
Yeah. A lot is going down on this couch.
I get that.
I don't think I want to.
Hey, Brian, scratch your ear if that rings true to you. Okay. I saw that uncomfortability. That's fine.
Get that.
Yeah. Sharna's on my page with that.
Get that out.
Couch has got to go.
Yeah.
From a bachelor pad, are you kidding? That couch has got to go.
I love you.
We're not watching TV snuggling on that couch.
No, there hasn't been much snuggling before, I'm sure. Anyway,
Sharna, wait, you guys met at, did I read it at a coffee shop?
Yeah.
So we met at a coffee shop. It was set up basically by our mutual business manager, which is crazy. That's, you know, she's great with your finances, but she's not really a matchmaker. So it was such a weird request when she individually spoke to both of us about needing to meet this client of hers. We met at Peddler's Fork in Calabasas and we were just going to meet for coffee for breakfast and talk about a show that he was going to be on, Masked Dancer, try and make it like not necessarily a heavy date vibe, but could talk about dance kind of work vibe. But we ended up sitting and talking for 5 hours.
Even though Masked Dancer had for the most part nothing to do with professional dancing.
Yeah.
So it was sort of like, here's something to fall back on in case you guys have nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
But when I heard, you know, you guys can talk about dancing, I was like, what form of dancing? I artistic expression within dancing. I don't totally get it.
Yeah.
I don't get how we
can. Needless to say, we didn't talk about any dancing. We just talked about life and lots of different things. And it was really easy and wonderful. And it just felt good. It felt very comfortable and like we'd almost done it so many times before. And so we continued to meet for coffees and breakfasts very casually. You know, as Bryce said before, it wasn't a hair and makeup done, wear your best outfit or, you know, be on your best for that person. It was just turning up sort of as who we are, very authentically. We did that for like 5 times and then we kissed for the first time and then
You went to the couch and then
we went to the couch. We definitely went to the bed actually. by date six.
It's yeah. It started,
I love a girl that offers that information.
Yeah. On a clean new mattress.
Yeah.
So you should feel good about that. and then
Then the rest is history.
Then the rest is history.
Then we ended up making a baby.
Right. Cut to we have a 15-month-old.
And then so, are you guys? Because are you gonna get married? Like, what are you just kind of like whatever with it?
No, we talk about it all the time, and we for sure will. I think. We don't feel the need to rush it at all. You know we're in this. This is end game. We are so blended at the, you know, our family, the kids, everything feels perfect. And we don't feel the need to rush getting married or making it official because to us, we already are.
Honestly, making it official at this point is more for everyone else that's around that is not part of the family and not in the house.
Yeah,
but we absolutely live and act like this is it, which to us it truthfully is.
So we do talk about, we've talked about what kind of weddings we like and the way that we do things, or, you know, we have those conversations. It's definitely not like a secret and that we want to do that with each other, but life is so very, very full with four kids in the house, and we'll get there when we get there.
Of course. I kind of like, you know, I'm trying to like figure that piece out right now too. And it's like, when you have a baby, like we're about to have a baby, and it's like, after that, it's like, we're together. Like, it doesn't really like matter. Like, it's just, I know he's my person. I'm going to be with him. And it's like, I mean, we haven't even gone on a vacation together. Well, we kind of skipped all the parts.
We did reverse dating as well.
So, but it's like, it's okay.
New
it's
mattress. Like, that's what you get.
I know. I mean, I got a couch.
You jump in first on a new mattress purchase.
That's what happens. We bought a couch and then we had three kids. So that just, it's quick, you know?
Whose idea was it to do the podcast?
So it was actually Brian and Randy. They were talking, and Brian, you would be better at telling this story.
Yeah. So I was doing a podcast before that was much more of like a sort of fun. We didn't really have a plan as such. My podcast partner lived in Mississippi. So we sort of had this thing where we would call each other on Skype or on Zoom, and then we would record for an hour. And it was basically just kind of catching up with each other's lives. But I had gotten to a point where I was really, after everything that was happening in my life, I felt like Sharon and I know when we get into conversations with other people on their podcasts or in whatever form, we very much enjoy talking about life and what we've learned and lessons that are out there and sharing things that we've experienced. And so I did, there was a radio show called Loveline when I was a kid here in Los Angeles. It was on K-Rock. And I did about a dozen of them, honestly, because the K-Rock studios were so close to my house. So I could get there in like 5 minutes. So they would just reach out to me and be like, hey, you want to come by? And so I would. And it was Dr. Drew, Adam Carolla was on it. But before Adam, this guy, poor man, was on. And the show was basically that we would talk about things, and then they would have callers and people sort of email. It wasn't even email. They would fax. They would fax in questions, and we would read them on the show. And so I had this random idea one night of like, God, it'd be really fun in this new medium to do something similar to that. And I had been following Randy for a while on Instagram, and I know that he's been a professional life coach for the past 15 years. So I reached out to him initially, and I was like, hey, we hadn't talked in 15 plus years. And so I said, hey, how's everything going? You know, I've been following your podcast, your Instagram account, and I was thinking about a podcast, and I think that you and I could do something really interesting. And so he was into it. And then I had spoken to Sharna about it. And she was like, God, I would really love to be a part of a podcast like that. And so then when I talked to Amy up at iHeart,
good old
she said to me, she was like, yeah, she was like, oh, well, would Sharna like to be on this podcast with you and Randy as well? And I was like, you know, funny enough, we spoke about it like two nights ago, and she was saying how much she would love to do something like this. So I think without question, did you just leave me? She just left me. That's
typical. That's fine.
So I ended up sitting down with her and I was, oh, look who's back.
I deeply disagree.
Look who decided to show.
Is that her signal for you're getting long-winded or something? Is that what that is?
Apparently it is.
I'm going to go take a quick nap.
He's mansplaining.
He's mansplaining.
I'm going to go get a coffee.
All right. I'll text you, Shana, when he's... like every 5 minutes. Are you done yet?
That's really funny.
So then we, the three of us ended up talking and we're on very similar paths. And so, that's sort of what the podcast has come out of. So enough of me talking. Now it's your turn.
Well, no, I'm curious though, like, is there anything off limits that you're like, listen, we're not going to go there? Cause I know there's things that like when I did my podcast with my ex-husband, I wish we could go back and go, man, I wish we didn't share certain things. Because the media just runs with things. And then you feel like you have to, well, I did. I felt like I had to then over-explain it, or not over-explain it, but just kind of defend it maybe. And then there were certain things too. We were still going through things while sharing an open wound. And it's like, that wasn't healthy for us as a couple.
Right.
Yeah, I can't imagine that would be healthy. We haven't really had like a boundaries conversation. I feel like we're very open, transparent people, but we haven't had anything come up for us that feels like that doesn't feel good to share. You know, our most recent episode was on co-parenting, and obviously there's always going to be things you choose not to share because some things should stay in that personal space and they involve other people. But I think we very openly shared what our experiences are, and always with that intention of love and kindness, and not trying to ever take other people down or make things more dramatic than they are. But I don't think anything has come up for us that feels like I don't feel comfortable sharing that.
I feel like with a podcast like we're doing, it's invaluable really for us to be as open and honest about our life and what's going on. I think we just naturally will not get into the weeds on things that we don't want to share, but we take absolute ownership of what it is we do share. So then if the media reports on it afterwards, I don't necessarily feel a need to then defend what I said, because I said it. Mm-hmm. And I said it for the purpose of feeling like it was okay to share at that time. So I sort of feel like, we share what it is we share. Media picks it up. They say whatever they say about it. And then it sort of goes away, because then our next episode comes.
Yeah.
And we're on to a new topic. And honestly, the media is going to have a field day with all of the stuff I'm sure we're going to end up talking about. But that's just part of the world we live in and part of what it is we do.
That's part of the hard part of it, is that vulnerable share. Like, you know, I recently shared even two of the episodes we did that just gets made into clickbait headlines. And it's a headline, and then it's an edited transcript, and you're taking out specific words or lines, and you don't have the tone in there, and it can be read a completely different way. And that's hard, that I've had that realization of like, oh my gosh, anything I say can and will be used in a public platform. But again, I know what I said. I speak very clearly, and I know my intention behind it. And anyone that truly wants to know the real story can always come and listen to it, to actually understand. But we will never, just from simply being in the public eye, whether we do it on a podcast or an interview or people photograph us somewhere else, we're never going to get out of that part of life where people are going to fill the gaps with their own story and their own narrative. Oh, they're not holding hands, or they're not looking at each other, or whatever it is. Someone's always going to make drama out of nothing, or make it bigger than what it is, at the very least. And so I think that's just part of accepting that we are on this journey. We've said we want to be transparent and vulnerable and share. And that is going to come with, that opens it up to people having an opinion and filling it with their own experiences and narrative. And we've got to be okay with that. Mm-hmm. But if what we are talking about helps a few people and they can relate to it, or it's a source of inspiration or motivation for them, then that's awesome too. And we're never going to have one without the other. That is the balance of life. That is the yin and yang. And so we have to accept that all of those things can and will happen.
Hey, there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
So for people that are listening, Oldish is the name of the podcast, which I can really relate to. Yeah. I just am turning 42 in a couple of months. It feels very accurate. Grew up watching you, which matters, you know, like this is just, it's a really cool, it's just really neat to watch people that we grew up with actually get vulnerable and talk about real life a bit. So it's the two of you, Randy Spelling, which is pretty dynamite trio. So what can, what can they expect when they tune in to listen to Oldish? Like what is there one, I guess one demographic of a person that you're, you think of when you're speaking, is it, what's your main goal in doing it?
No, for me personally, there is no demographic. Right. I feel like the things that we are talking about, we're only sharing our perspective, which is an Oldish perspective. We have gone the full distance with some of these things, and we have experienced hard situations and we've come out the back end of it. And so for us to then share with people what the entire experience was, I think makes it easier for some people that are just newly in something to realize like, oh, there is an end to this. Like this doesn't, as much as this feels like this is an end all situation and I'm just going to give up and I don't know what to do. They realize from the stories that we're sharing and what it is we've experienced that the problems in life are much more common than people would realize. Mm. And there is a beginning, middle, and a possible end for these things. So you kind of have to open your eyes a bit more and see that. And I think if we can help people of all ages deal with that, then we can. The only thing that's put us, I think, in this space is the fact that we are oldish, that we have gone, we've lived as much life as we've had, and we've come out the back end of it. Randy, same thing. He has lived so much life. He's now a life coach. Like he's able to help people from experience in dealing with things, not just in a sense of like he reads books and so he knows what to say. He can really ask those questions because he asked them of himself.
Yeah, which is really cool. And like, as far as the name goes, oldish doesn't mean even a number. I think in your 20s, you can feel oldish in comparison to where you've come from, or it's a part of your life, maybe for those in their 20s that already have three kids, you know, and they're living that experience. It's age again, oldish again, it's not a number. It is a moment where you have reached in your life and what you've got in front of you. It's the things that you're facing, which is the stuff that we talk about. I think, you know, people in their 20s can listen to us and have questions about disappointment, or we're talking about addiction this week, and relate to them and maybe find some really great advice from people that have been through stuff and found their way to that ending that Bri is talking about. So every week we do an episode, we pick a subject and we talk about it. And then we follow up with questions that fans have sent in that week with our second episode and have live people, people call in live. And I think that's a really cool element, like the Loveline thing, that we get to speak to people and they can air their concerns and situations with us and chat to people that they probably never thought went through things like this, and find a commonality and find almost community within what they're going through and experiencing, and not feeling alone. Because I think there is also so much power in that, in feeling support and finding a commonality with people.
Mm-hmm. The connection piece is really important. The being able to call in. I mean, I can imagine sometimes when you're listening, you find that great deal of comfort. And I know, like we've shared here, there's sometimes I leave the podcast and I'm like, vulnerability hangover, I said too much. I can almost feel it. Totally. I'm like, oh, it felt so good in the minute. And now I'm like, do I need to call a couple people and let them know? Or, but I do think when they get to call and actually talk to you, that's like a really important piece. Mm-hmm. That's the old school radio piece I think we all miss.
Totally. Yeah, I agree.
Just it's real really human cool connection. Element. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called connection and we need it.
Yeah.
It's amazing because then you have these real genuine conversations with people. There are so many times where I hear somebody speak and one of the things in my mind is a question will pop up right away and you're like, God, I wonder what this experience was like. And so for people then to be able to call in or send in questions and get answers to those burning things that that pop into their mind while they're listening to an episode is really fun. I mean, what we do has been really fun so far. Doing these follow-up episodes the same week and getting and really finishing these discussions for the week. Not finished for, I mean, honestly, we may revisit topics
totally
a dozen times within the lifetime.
We talk about these. We revisit. Brian, for you though, what is something that's a common thread like that you feel like you always, not always struggle with, but has been a struggle for you in your past, and it's something that you have to continue to work on that
for
you
me?
that you might share on the podcast?
Honestly,
we know you're not good at dancing.
He's great at dancing.
I'm
gonna go get water real fast.
Coffee break.
I think the thing that I'm always pushing myself being is recognizing like my authentic feelings in a moment and then talking myself through those and sharing those. So much of the time when I was younger in life, I would have these feelings and then automatically you kind of go to this place in your mind of judging those feelings. And is it appropriate for me to be feeling this way? Oh, I should hide the fact that I'm feeling that way. Or, you end up with all these like dirty little secrets because you're not.
And I feel open. Like anxiety too. That might stem like.
Yeah.
Some,
it
like,
creates, you, it, it, feel it trapped. Affects everything across the board. Yeah. You start I would start feeling anxiety in all sorts of ways. I would feel anxiety if I would be walking into a Starbucks and ordering a drink. I didn't want to look the person behind the counter in the eyes because I thought right away, oh my God, they're judging me or they're judging something I did. And it was because I wasn't, I hadn't really been authentic with myself in dealing with those and figuring out what it is that was going on, what I was feeling insecure about and why. And as soon as I did, and as soon as I started like conversing with people around me, it's amazing how many similarities there were. And then you start going to Starbucks and realizing like, oh my God, the guy behind the counter has just as much, if not more, going on in his life than I do. So the last thing that he's thinking is, oh, it's this guy. And oh boy, the last project he did, but he could care less. And he's, you know, 9 times out of 10, he's much more judgmental of himself of like, oh my God, it's this guy and I'm standing behind the counter at a Starbucks and this is not where I want to be in my life. And this is, yeah. So what you start, I'm constantly trying to find the commonalities in my life with other people that are around me and create as much of a sense of belonging as possible. And sort of you build that core, that tribe around you. And, I find the more that I do that, the bigger that tribe gets. The more I share, the more people feel like they have things in common with me and they realize that they do. And then I'm not on an island of one, you know?
Yeah. Well, then you have people that will lean in. And I feel like Sharna's the best partner because she's a very friendly, you lean in. You were always so kind and nice and you wanted to have the conversations, right? And you wanted to be like, are you okay? And you genuinely care about other people. So to have that person in your life too, when you're going through anxiety or whatever you're feeling, to have someone that actually listens to you and not make you feel crazy for whatever you're feeling or thinking about.
Yeah, I think that's true for both of us though. You know, I've had my own share of anxiety and insecurities, definitely went through my space of not knowing how to voice my feelings or my wants and needs.
In this relationship and before, or just?
No, not with Brian, in all the work that I did after my previous relationships. But it's still every now, even though Brian is an amazing listener and a wonderful supporter and partner, and we do life really well together, my things can still come up every now and then if I'm not staying on top of them and on top of, you know, watching my own self-talk or making sure that I'm honoring my wants and needs or taking time for me to recharge, like all these things that I know that help me be my best and communicate my best. But what is so incredible is because we are so transparent with each other and have those wonderful conversations, the hard conversations, I can go to him and say, I am feeling completely depleted and oversensitive. And I just need a day or two and I need to do this. And he can help me stay accountable for that, for myself. And it's really wonderful that if he's feeling some type of way, I can always check in with him and say, hey, is this going on? Or I'm feeling this coming from you. Where are you at? And we have really amazing check-ins with each other instead of feeling reactive to what the other person's going through. Because certainly when I'm feeling depleted and oversensitive, like hypersensitive, I can come off as a dick. You know what I mean? My energy can just feel wrong because I'm just reactive to things. I've got nothing left.
And it's not, I mean, that's me.
That's me too.
I think that's all of us.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. I mean, and it's nothing, it's no reflection, you know, to Brian. Like you're not meaning for, and I literally just had this conversation with Alan before we moved into the house. I'm like, I knew haven't done this yet, but I was like, can we do a check-in? Because I was like, I need to just kind of tell you, like, I needed to affirm him how amazing he's been and just, you know, how incredible he is. But also, like, I know how I get in stressful situations. I lash out at the ones closest to me. And I was like, and I don't want to A, do that, and B, like, for you to be on the receiving end. So if almost you can help me, like, and just kind of, like, if you can see, like, or I'm going to come grab your hand and you're going to know that this means I just need to take a breath with you. And just like, I don't want to like be hurtful with my words. I don't mean to be to that person, you know?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I think it's so important to open up that conversation and truly I think everyone wants to have that conversation. You just don't feel safe or confident in approaching it, right? Mm-hmm. Because by doing that, you are airing some of your own feelings and dirty laundry, maybe, that you're still trying to, not really dirty laundry, but feelings and insecurities, right, that you're still working through. And to show those to your partner, I think no matter how long you've been together, if you're not in the practice of sharing those things, it can be really hard. Yeah. But it is one of the most beautiful, helpful things in a relationship. That, and also I think acknowledging, and this is something that we do but still are working on, is when you are listening to that other person, it's really helpful to ask, how would you like me to best be for you in this situation? Would you like me to help you through it and help you find a solution? Or would you like me to just listen?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because that is also a really big thing when you're sharing. Sometimes you just need to share, and don't give me solutions yet. I'm not ready to hear how to fix it. I just want to share it with you so you can be just in this boat with me for a second, or on this island with me for a second, because I feel like I'm on my own.
A practice that we've learned that we've been really trying to implement is the concept of when somebody is going through something and they just need to speak and they need to talk to you about stuff, to then reiterate what it is you heard so they hear it and they know whether you actually heard correctly or not. It's really important, because sometimes you'll say all of these things and then the other person just didn't really ingest what it is you said. So it's good to know, like, okay, so not only am I going to share with you what's going on, but we're then going to share the concept of, okay, so what is it that you heard? What I heard you say is you need more time with this, or you feel this way, or I made you feel this way in life. So you kind of create this, sort of bond in speaking and listening to each other, which is the two go hand in hand. And it's really important to build the skills in both. I think it's important too for people to realize that somebody that is further along that path and better at some things than others, they're not just better people. Like, everybody is constantly growing. Everybody is constantly building new skills and practicing new things. We have just as many issues come up. We just, through repetition, have gotten better at working through things, but that's all it is. It's not necessarily that somebody is more elevated than another. You learn these tools and these tricks and these things that you can use to help you communicate better with the people that are around you. Yeah. Listen better, be kinder, be more empathetic. And they're all of these things that you honestly gain just in doing it, just living life. So, you know, be kind to yourself as you're going through this experience. Yeah. Be okay with the fact that you're not great at things right away, that nobody is. It takes practice, just like when you were young and you were in math class or science class or history class. Communication with people is not something that you learn readily at home when you're younger. And so it's okay to then learn at a later age, but at least you're open to learning. So it's like, yeah, you grow with the people that are around you, find people that are on that similar path as you and are willing to do that work with you. And then you grow together, and it can create these bonds with people that are just amazing and so much deeper than you ever knew was possible. Mm-hmm.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out.
So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
I mean, I even feel that for the women that are with me here. I feel like we're so honest. I feel like we, even when we don't really want to talk about things, we still talk about things. Yeah. Are we going to cry?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just checking in. All right.
It's just hard not to want to fix it.
Crier, that's the hard part for me.
Well, like if there's a problem. Alan. He always is like, I'm like, I just need you to listen to me. I was like, and just to hear me, you did nothing wrong. I'm just, but he's like, you know, always trying to fix.
And I feel like that's usually a man thing too. And I think it's a lot of me and you because of like work. I'm like, okay, so how do we fix this? Like what's, and then I'm like, okay, wait, she really just needs to sit with this for a minute. Yeah. So I've tried to do better at that, but in a relationship,
it's not about fixing. It's and a lot of times people, the fixing that is done internally with that person. Sometimes they just needed to be heard and they just need to express it. They need to hear it out loud. And they needed to know that no matter what it is they were thinking or feeling or how outrageous it felt, that they're still loved as they're feeling that. So then it sort of takes the sting out of it and you don't feel like such a freak in feeling something in the first place. You feel like, oh God, I had a terrible day, but I'm still loved by the people that are around me. I was able to share that and I wasn't frowned upon. It was, I shared that in a safe place and I'm still absolutely loved. And we were able to laugh afterwards and have a drink or have dinner, or we continue to be ourselves and you grow. You grow with that experience. That one experience leads to another one because you felt comfortable in doing it. And then you start feeling more and more comfortable with the people that are around you that listen and accept you for who you are.
I think the fixing thing I relate to because that was me. I grew up wanting to fix things, fix relationships, fix people. It was just, it came from my childhood and the things that I, you know, the programming, right? But the learning that it is not my job to fix other people. And it's not fair for me to take that from them, to fix their things or to push it on them. I can ask them in that conversation, how can I be your best friend in this? Would you like me to listen or help you fix it? But it is not for me to take that from them to help them fix it. That is their journey to figure out. And I can, of course, be support in that, but it is not for me to push that on them. And so that's a really big, that was a really big thing for me to learn. And also fixing other people's things was a way for me to deflect and not look at myself, right? So that's, there's also that, there's layers to it for me. Mm. But yeah, the wanting to fix a problem is, I totally get you. I totally get you. Like, but I can help with this. Mm-hmm. But really, it's not about you. It's about them and them getting to it on their own time.
Right. And that's good messages for kids too. You know, I'm sure that's how totally. You know,
sure.
It's like you want to fix your kid's mm-hmm. heartbreak from you know, not being able to have his first kiss. There. I'm like, you can't.
The
like, there's, I mean, that's a silly example, but yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
no, I get sure, it.
Cause what's yeah. What's the oldest for you guys?
21. And then the youngest is 15 months.
No. Okay. Yeah.
But in the home, we
five.
Have, in the home, Cassius is grown and living his best yeah. life. So yeah. We have 11, 9, 7, and 15 months in the house.
Those well, are I mean, emotionally obviously, just, you know, I was angry as a parent for you when I saw that stuff that hit on, you know, the stupid tabloids and stuff. And I'm like, for me, that's my hardest piece. Like when someone comes after my kids, that's where I have an issue. I'm like, that's where it's
yeah.
like,
oh yeah. When someone attacks you as a parent. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. Whether they did or didn't, who fucking cares? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
not
just let them be, like, let yeah. them parent how they want to parent. Like, I just, it sent me like, I was so angry because I'm like, again, I can look at the stories now that they pick up and I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, they hate me. It's fine. But like, when it comes to my kids, I'm like, don't go there. Like, and mm-hmm. then attacking your parenting mm-hmm. where it's like, you don't know the truth. This random nanny that was at a thing might have, you know, so I'm like, who, like, it just, I hated every piece of that article. I know you yep. ended up, I think, tweeting something, but I was just like, that's hard. And then it's also probably hard for them too, as they're getting older, you know, to be like, what the heck?
And then what's so hard about it is because it's so public and those things live forever. And one day these kids are going to, they don't right now, have access to the internet and be able to probably be curious one day and search their name and see mm-hmm. what comes up. And I hate that that exists. I hate that one day they're going to see these things because none of it's real or fair. It's just made up for a clickbait headline for people to get on and push their own agenda of whatever they feel like. And it's all just fluff and bullshit, but it's hurtful to kids. You know, as adults, we can go, they hate me, whatever, I don't care. But they're going to grow up and be very vulnerable at some point in their life. And these things that they're going to read may negatively affect them. And that really sucks.
Well,
it really sucks.
You guys as parents and, you know, the co-parenting side too, you guys will be able to share your wisdom, everything that you've learned as well, you know, and that's tough.
We try. I mean, that's the purpose of what it is we're doing now. And honestly, I find genuine joy in doing it. When we get to the end of an episode and somebody has called in live with things to talk about and concerns and things they're dealing with, and we've been able to help them at all, it just feels amazing. I love the feeling of sharing things that I've learned, and it possibly helping anyone. I mean, we are in this crazy, crazy situation where, the media they turn their eyes towards what it is we're going through and they report on it. And so we have this strange soapbox that we can use for good or just for gossip and personal reasons. And I love the feeling of, oh, we're trying to use it for as much good as we possibly can.
Absolutely.
I've learned way more in life from my failures than I have from my successes. And so I think it's important to keep that in mind with people and help them understand that. Like what it is you're going through right now is hard, but it's these hard things that you're going to look back on in life. And you're going to realize these are the things that created who I am today. Mm-hmm. Successes are easy. You stumble into them, you go, oh my God, I can't believe it's going so well. And you learn nothing from it. You just continue to do what it is you're doing. It's the stumbles that you have in life that force you to look down and realize like, okay, what did I trip on in the first place? What's going on? What can I change? Should I wear different shoes? There are different ways of dealing with things. Mm-hmm. And it's those experiences that create that movement and that change.
Yeah. I love that. Well, I'm excited to listen to the podcast. It's on iHeartRadio. So, you know, got to support the home yes. team. But I yeah. listen to Oldish on iHeartRadio with Sharna, Brian, and Randy.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
It's nice to see couples that have like been through it, go through it, and like continue to work on things together. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
It's like they both obviously have their things that come up from past, like we all do. But how they seem to at least communicate to each other is beautiful. And I feel like that comes with age too, like how I was saying some of the things like the check-ins with Alan, you know, that I know I don't want to repeat things from my past. Mm-hmm. So I have to check myself.
I've been checking myself a lot lately.
Have you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I even told Jana, we walked the other day and she said, how are things with you and Preston? And I said, actually good, because I think I go to him first, which mm-hmm. is so silly. But I got caught in this, like, even just to pray about it first is great. And I'll still do that. But there are times where I'm just like, God, move the pieces, or I would save all my things and come into therapy with like the laundry yeah. list. And instead I'm just like, I'm finding better times to maybe say it for both of us where we can both hear it. Cause that's been an issue before. I'm so like, I either fly off the handle or bury it all or nothing. But I do a lot of what they're saying and have said, it resonates with me a lot. Just the turning towards each other, the vulnerability. Mm-hmm. I don't like to be vulnerable. So that's why I usually am like a little bag of razor blades mm-hmm. and I don't go to him first.
Yeah. Is there one thing that your partner though, I don't
know. Nope.
That does though, that you guys, it's like the little thing. So this is, let's just be silly, little. Yep. That you're just like, this annoys me about you.
Popcorn.
So fast.
Oh, definitely. It's the one thing.
We talked about this because I'm scared to eat around you.
Because he chomps.
She just doesn't, yeah.
The
I remember we had this conversation chew. When we were out on wind down.
That's right.
Because I was so chewing. Mm-hmm. To chew.
Hard for me.
So he chomps. Mm-hmm. And then are you like, does he... I know.
I feel it down my spine while we talk about it. Yep. It's not his fault. He's just being a human. Nope. I can't do it though.
Catherine?
Probably just like remembering things or like asking like, what are we doing? I don't know. Look at the calendar, you know?
Right.
Like that just drives me crazy.
Well,
you.
Is there a reason you brought this up? It's just funny because again, I love Alan.
Listen.
We know.
Love him so much, but I think there was one thing that happened like last week where I was just like, oh, this is cute. Like, because it's.
Were you like, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
But it's like the silliest thing.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to go shopping with him anymore.
Ooh, tell me
interesting.
More.
Like, he tries everything on.
Oh, no.
Alan.
You try nothing on.
I'm like, no, grab and go. We don't have time for this.
This is why they took attendance away from the dressing rooms, because but no one is.
He tried
out.
It on at like a Dick's.
No.
I do have my kids try stuff on a Dick's, but it's very annoying.
Sure, because your kids, because they're growing.
I know.
Like,
and that's,
you know,
even
like,
annoying.
You know you're either,
you have to wait
medium.
For that one door. Yeah. You got to go find someone to go open it.
Like, how many times have you worn Nike and Adidas in your life,
Alan? You know what I mean? Like, has
like,
he gained a bunch of weight?
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I mean, I thought we were just going in for like,
no.
What were we going in for? I can't even remember. Oh, cause he flew back cause he was dealing with like visa stuff or whatever. And so he wanted to get some more like running shorts or whatever. And so I'm just thinking, and we had somewhere to go after that too. So we had like a 30 minute window. Well, like 45 minutes to an hour. I'm like, how are we still in Dick's? You know, but I'm just trying to be like, hey babe, like, where are you at? He's like, I'm in the dressing room. And I was like, it took, I mean, I didn't say anything, but I was like, oh my God, I never want to go shopping with him again.
Did you stay in the car or were you inside?
Well, at first I was like, I'm going to go to the car because it was taking a minute. And yeah. I was just like, I was like, I don't want to rush him.
Yeah.
You know, like, whatever.
And then you're texting,
like,
where are
but
you?
But then we're in the car and I'm like, what the hell is he doing in there? Right.
You're like, so
then,
has there been a robbery? Can I get a well check?
That's when I go back in and he's in the dressing room. I'm like trying to find like Alan.
A little Marco Polo with the Scottish guy.
And then like he goes to the shoe section. I'm like, no, we got to go. Come on.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine if Cinderella popped off his little man slipper and we went through that?
It was just so funny because I haven't funny. Like everything I've done, like he's done has been like so cute.
Not this one,
you know? And so I was just like, I think
well, he
when
does
he says
dapper.
He's going to go shopping. Yeah. He's way more stylish than I am. Like,
well, he's just very, I what I've gained from my time with Alan is he's a pretty thorough and intentional guy.
Like, yeah.
is his pace seems not rushed ever.
Never rushed. Never, ever rushed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's go, 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 go. You know, and I'm learning to slow down with him.
But I think that's actually like the culture over there is so much slower and calmer and content and intentional.
So like now, like when he goes, is like, I'm going to the grocery store. I'm like, have a great time. And I know I'll see him in like an hour and a half. You know, like,
oh, sweet Alan.
But I'm fine with that. Like, yeah. I just won't go now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
never
yeah,
today.
Just don't go.
Because I'm like, this is, but yeah. So it was just funny because I was chuckling to myself and I was just.
There it is.
There's nothing, again, like nothing bad. It was just that first thing that I was like, oh.
Yeah. Okay,
now I know.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I have zero interest in ever being in my underwear under those lights ever again.
Ever. Well, I think it might be a female thing too, but I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe so.
Yeah. I don't like
it. Yeah.
But anyways, sorry, tangent. I just had to share that.
That's very interesting. Noted.
Well, this has been fun.
Well, see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.